Why don't we open up to the Bible, to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And like I said, I have literally hundreds of things that I could preach to you, things that I've preached before, things like that. But God literally, during the worship, just dropped this in my spirit. I had to get a piece of paper to write it down. And I believe it's going to bless somebody here this morning. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21. So thankful for the musicians and the singers. You guys did such an amazing job all week, including the young people. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this church. Sorry, I'm rambling so much. Amen. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and verse 21. If you have it, say amen. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and he said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want to preach on this subject this morning, the power of a second touch. The power of a second touch. Why don't you lay your Bibles down? Everyone close your eyes and lift up your hands. Now let's ask the Holy Ghost to come down and bless us. Lord, I thank you for these wonderful people. I thank you for their hunger. I thank you for their needs. God, I pray that you would minister to your people. God, I pray that you would anoint. I pray that you would bless. I pray that you would touch, God. Take this church to the next level. Touch your wonderful people. Help me to be a blessing. Help me to walk in your anointing. To preach with a purity and a passion. In Jesus' name I pray. Can you clap your hands unto the Lord? Come on, somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Somebody give him some high praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You really cannot appreciate the significance of the miracle that happened to this woman if you don't understand where she came from, if you don't understand her background, Because in Leviticus 15:25, the Bible says that a woman with her condition was not ever supposed to enter into the community, was not ever supposed to enter into the synagogue or the temple, because according to the Bible, she had an uncleanliness about her. She had an issue of blood. And with that issue, it prevented her from connecting to people. She was literally ostracized. It's one thing whenever people look at you and you're able to hide your issues, but it's another thing when everybody around you knows that you have a problem that you're dealing with, and it has isolated you from the community. According to the Bible, a woman with her condition, she was cut off from her family. She was cut off from those that she loved. I don't know, maybe she was married. Maybe she had a son, but because of this issue, she was prevented from even ministering and talking and caring for her kids. I don't know if she was married, but she could not even be with her husband because she was cast off, ostracized from the community because of the pain that she dealt with in her body. Now, it's one thing, according to the Bible, if she only had this issue for 7 days and it was gone, she'd be able to be restored back into the community. But if that issue is prolonged more than 7 days, she was cast out until things got better. And she had this issue so long, the Bible says it was 12 years that she had a need that was unmet. And she knew there was a God that could heal her, but healing never came into her body. She knew that she served a God that was a creator, but she's still dealing with the same issue for 12 years. And she's just waiting on a touch from God. And I've come to preach to somebody here that has had issues, and it seemed like God has an answer, but your answer is in a single touch from God. Because I know one touch. Amen. She understood that in one touch, maybe everything could change in my life. The Bible says that she tried to deal with this issue in her flesh. The Bible says that she went to physicians, and she went to all the physicians that she could to deal with this issue that she's dealing with, to deal with this pain in her body, to deal with this pain in her spirit and in her soul. But the more people that she sought to help her, the Bible says that she was nothing bettered, that she rather grew worse. 12 years she went to people that promised her good things, but 12 years she still wound up empty. 12 years she tried all the self-improvement books. You're not hearing me here this morning. She found all the keys to success. She read the greatest literature. She went to the best doctors, but still she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And she cast out so much money into those things that she spent all that she had. She was alone and she spent all that she had. There was no husband for her to give her part of his inheritance. She was outside of their inheritance. There was no son that she could raise up that would give her her inheritance and secure it. She was all by herself, and she was empty. And when she was empty, she made up her mind. I hear Jesus is walking by where I am, and I don't care if he's walking where I am to heal somebody else. I'm going to interrupt somebody else's miracle to get mine. Come on, somebody. God's come to touch somebody, but I made up my mind, he's not gonna touch them before he touches me. Right.
She said, I'm so desperate. I know that there's people that have needs in this house, but I'm so desperate. I know that God is going with Jairus, and he's going to heal Jairus' daughter. But when I hear that he's walking by to touch somebody else, I'm desperate enough to interrupt the process and say, hold on, you're going to touch me first. And I feel Jesus walking by in the house of God here this morning, and he's saying, I'm gonna touch somebody, but you know what? I'm desperate enough to praise him until he touches me first. I'm desperate enough to worship him until he touches me first. I'm radical enough to worship him until I get everything. Hallelujah. I said your circumstances will push you into a desperation. And this desperation, it will be ignited in you when you've hit the bottom. When nobody else can get you out of this one. Nobody else can bring your family to church. Nobody else can bring your son or daughter back to the Lord. Nobody else, you've tried. You've tried everything. And you've tried to pray the little prayer to God. And it seems like there's been no answers for you. And instead of you whining in the crowd about not getting your miracle, the circumstances have pressed me to say, God, I need a touch from you. And I don't care if I've got to come from behind to get it. I'll press through the crowd if I got to. And the Bible says anybody that this woman would touch, they would become unclean until evening time. And this woman, she pressed through the crowd, meaning everybody she touched was getting unclean. You're not hearing me yet. But she said, I don't care that I have an issue, even though everybody else may realize it. I'm going to press through this crowd. Hey, that's that woman. Yes, I'm that woman, but I'm not going to be that woman anymore. Hey, that's that woman. Yes, I am that woman. But once I touch him, I'm not going to be that woman anymore. Hey, they have a problem. Yes, I have a problem. But once I get a touch from the master, I'm not going to have that problem anymore. Hallelujah. She heard that Jesus was walking by. She heard that Jesus was coming into her vicinity. And when she heard it, she could not help but find where he was. She could not help, even if she had to crawl. I'm going to get a touch from God, because she knew that I know what happens when he touches people. I heard that he touched the man that had the palsy in his body. And his limbs straightened and he became healed. I heard that he touched the blinded man and his eyes opened after he touched him. I heard that he touched somebody, and when he touched them, he healed their body. They were lame in their feet, but now they're healed. And if God touched them and changed their situation and restored them, I wonder what would happen if he touched me. And she didn't understand that once she received the touch of God, that now that one touch would solve 12 years of problems. It would solve 12 years of heartache. It would solve 12 years of pain. She knew that with a single touch, it would solve 12 years of all the dilemmas that she faced. Can I tell you, if you have a problem in your life, you just need one single touch from God. I don't care how long you've been gone from God, you just need a single touch from the man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just need a single touch. I don't care how bad your finances are. You just need a single touch. I don't care how bad the marriage is. You just need a single touch. I don't care how backslid you are in your heart. You just need a single touch. I don't care if you went to the club before you came here this morning. You just need a single touch. I don't care what temptations you fell into before you got here. You just need a single touch. And once you get that touch, hey, your whole life's gonna change. Once you get that touch, your anointing's coming back. Once you get that touch, I wish somebody would clap their hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just needing a touch from God. And the Bible says that when she heard that he was coming by, she didn't feel like she was worthy for the touch of God. She felt like she had too many failures, that the condition she had was because of something that she did wrong. And she felt disqualified from a touch from the master's hand. But she made up her mind, you know what? Even if he may not touch me in this crowd, I'm going to do whatever I can to touch him. And maybe he'll honor if I touch him. And maybe if I touch, I know he came to touch somebody else, but I'm going to touch him before he touches somebody else. And maybe he'll heal me like he's going to heal Jairus' daughter. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, and she touched his garment, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And the Bible says that she touched the fringe of his garments, and at the fringe of his garments, there were fringes that every Jew wore, and it was a sign of the word of God getting in the Jew's heart. It was a sign of holding on to the doctrine of the oneness of God. That there's only one God, and those fringes, every Jew, every male Jew wears it to this day. Those latches that come down from their garment, and when those that fringes, those latches, it symbolize the word of God and the Torah. And she said, if I can't touch him, I see that there's a word on him. But she didn't know that when she reached, hallelujah, to touch the hem of his garment and touch the word of God, that she wasn't just touching the symbolization of the word of God. She was touching the word that is God. You're not hearing me yet. If I can just touch him, even if it's a word, I'll get a word in my spirit that'll change my whole life. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I can just touch the word, if I can just get a word for my spirit, if I can just get a word for my life, she said, I'm going to touch the symbol of the word. But she wasn't touching just the symbol. She was touching the word made flesh. And when she touched the word made flesh, she got everything that's contained in that word made flesh. And there's healing in that word. And there's deliverance in that word, and there's power in that word, and there's miracles in that word, and there's a plan in that word. Come on, do you know what's contained in the word of God? I'm preaching to people right now the word of God, and while I'm preaching it, the word is casting out spirits out of your life. While I'm preaching it, there's healing coming in your body right now. While I'm preaching it, God is sending a dream to a lost, backslid person. Do you know what's all in the word? Woo! Do you know what's all in this word? The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That word worlds is not the cosmos. It's not the physical earth. That word worlds is aeons, which means the times are the ages are the seasons. He said they are framed. The times are framed by the word of God. Oh, I better preach this thing right now. And that word framed means repaired or restored. He said, I restore the times and the seasons with the word of God. That word word is not the Logos, not the written word. He said it's the Rhema, and the Rhema is the spoken word. And he said that when the spoken word goes forth, it has the ability to restore all the seasons of neglect, all the seasons of hurt and pain. And when the word comes into your life, it restores what the devil meant for evil, and he turns it around for good, and he redeems the time with this spoken word. The Rhema emphasizes the Logos according to the season that you're in. You're not hearing me yet. The Rhema is the word spoken forth that emphasizes certain parts of the written word for your dilemma and for your life. And in other words, if you can hear the scripture, the written scripture in the Bible, where it says that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now when you just read that in your daily reading, it's not a big deal. But when you're going through something, and a preacher gets up and he preaches that scripture that you just read, come on, it's confirmation, because the Rhema confirms the Logos. And that's why coming to church is important, because the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? Oh, help me. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He did not say that faith comes by reading. He said, faith comes by hearing. Then he says, how can they hear without a preacher? It's not enough to watch a television station of some televangelist preaching. You're not hearing me yet. It's not enough to stay home and just read your Bible and not get into the assembly. You got to get into the house of God and open your ears up to hear what thus saith the Lord. Because that Rhema will come into your life and change your world. I need somebody to clap their hands right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen. She knew that one touch could solve 12 years of problems. And I'm preaching this, building up to this point I'm about to make. The Bible says that when she touched him, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus knew that power had gone out of him. And he said, who touched my clothes? And he knew that something changed in the atmosphere. What first became a commute became the fertile soil for a miracle. I'm on my way to heal somebody, but somebody touched me on my way to touch somebody, and I wasn't planning to work a miracle now, but because somebody touched me in a place that's just a casual commute, come on now, in a place where it's just going through the motions, in a place where it's just going through, hey, this is ritual, while the ritual was going on, on. Everybody's walking and going forth. Nothing miraculous can happen here. But in the middle of people going through the motions, she had tears coming down her eyes as she's feeling the anointing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And she said, I know it may look like ordinary to somebody else, but what's ordinary to them, if I touch him, I can make it something extraordinary. And she touched him, and God healed her right where she was. And the Bible says that the disciples said, look, the multitude's thronging you. How are you going to say who touched you? And the woman, fearing, came and confessed to him, I'm the one that touched you. Watch this. And she was healed, right? This is crazy to me. And verse 34, put it up there if you can. Gospel of Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Look what he says to her. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Keep that right there. He said whole two times. And that's not the same Greek word each time. I'm about to help somebody now. He said, your faith hath made thee whole, sodicio, which means you've been healed. Your faith has made you whole, healed. But then he says, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Horegesio, which literally means healthy and increased in health. You're not hearing me. When you touch me, you are healed. But when I touch you, you're increased in your health and better than you were before you ever got sick. You're not hearing me. If I can just get a second touch, he'll make me more than what I was before the problem ever happened. And I tell you, God knows how to touch you so good that he'll make you forget you ever backslid. He'll make you forget you were ever even sick. He'll make you forget you ever even had cancer. He'll make you forget your daughter was ever backslid, because the power of the second touch will be so great. Somebody needs to clap their hands right now. I need somebody to worship him and receive that right now. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord right now and give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you've been healed by your faith. But after I'm done with you, he said, you're going to be whole from your plague, meaning you're going to be increased in health. You're going to be better than you ever were. You're going to be better, almost like Naaman when he came out of that Jordan River and his flesh was as the flesh of a baby. Come on now. You only get the flesh of a baby one time. You're not hearing me. But when God touches you, he can give you the flesh of a newborn a second time, where he makes eczema go into the flesh of a baby, where he makes leprosy where the skin is peeling as smooth as a newborn baby. Because when God does it, he has the ability to restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten away. One touch, he can restore you of all that you've lost. One touch, he can restore your family from all that they've lost. One touch, he can take away all the mistakes you made and clean everybody else's memory and make them forget the mistakes that you made. Come on, somebody, and put a fresh start and favor in your mind and your friend's mind and everybody around you. Hallelujah. I remember with the blind man, he was blind. And God touched him the first time. And when he touched him, the Bible says God asked him, how can you see? He said, well, I just see men as trees that are walking. And God said, well, let me touch you again. And when he touched them again, the Bible says that his sight was restored after the second touch. The 10 lepers, they got healed by Jesus. And he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And when they went, go show themselves to the priest. This one leper, he was so overcome with this first touch that he had to thank God where he was and come back and give glory to God and thanked him for his first touch. And while he was thanking him for his first touch, God touched him again and said, now you're whole. In other words, those other lepers, they're healed, but they still got the scars of the past. They still got the scars of heartache, and they didn't give me glory. But because you're giving me glory over your healing, and because you're giving me glory over your first touch, I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to make it look like you never suffered that. I said, God can touch you so well that you don't look like what you've been through. Well, you don't look like the hell that you've been through. You don't look like the heartache that you've been through. Somebody needs to praise him for the second touch. Somebody needs to hunger for the second touch. Somebody needs to worship him for the second touch. Everybody stand on your feet and clap your hands unto the Lord. Can you? Can you lift up your voice for a moment? Come on, clap those hands again unto the Lord. I want you to grab the person's hand next to you right now. I want you to grab the person's hand next to you right now. And I want you to lift it up to heaven right now. And I want you to pray that God will come down and touch you and the person next to you. Come on, lift up your voice. I want you to pray, God, I touch my brother, touch my sister, touch my husband, touch my wife. Come on, lift up your voice and pray that God would come down and touch you, that God would come down and heal you, that God would come down and work on you. Come on, that's it. Lift up your voice right there. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Oh, somebody lift up your voice right now. Come on, somebody lift up your voice. Oh, la 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 Come on, everybody, come to the front and lift up those hands. Oh, lo bosaya. Oh, lo lo bosaya. Oh, lo 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 bosaya. Come on, come up and lift up those hands and ask God to touch you. I'm telling you, God's hand is here right now. If you can reach out and touch him, he'll touch you back. He'll heal your body. He'll touch your kids. He'll change the situation. He'll love you more than he's ever loved you. Come on and lift up those hands and ask God to touch you and heal you where you are. Come on. I feel God's presence here. I feel the anointing here. I feel God reaching down to touch somebody. I feel God helping some broken hearts. I feel God taking condemnation away. Oh, hallelujah. Ila basata la 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 bo koto lo lo bo oya, ika la 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 bo hosaya la la bahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, can you touch the person next to you? Can you pray for that person next to you? Hallelujah, katarabo shaya. Hallelujah, hitarabo hotarabahaya. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Touch God, touch God. Heal, Lord, deliver, Lord, deliver, Lord. Set free, Lord, set free, Lord. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. 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 Come on, that's God touching you right now. That's God touching you right now. That's God touching you right now. Come on, don't let them pass you by. Reach out and touch them. Don't let them pass you by. Reach out and touch them. Reach out and touch them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, kolololobo shaya. Hallelujah. That's it, that's it, that's it. That's it. Ilalalabo shatalalabahaya. Olololobo kotararabahaya. That's it, that's it, that's it. That's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Ryan, I need your help. Ryan, I need you to go lay hands on some people. Jacob, I need your help. I need you to go lay hands on some people. Daniel, I need your help. Go and lay hands on some people right now. God's about to use your hands. Hallelujah. When you touch them, that's God touching them. That's it, young ministers. I need you to move in this altar. That's it. Preachers, elders, I need you to move in this altar and lay your hands and pray for somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I feel the second touch coming on. I feel the second touch coming on. I feel somebody reaching out. And I feel the second touch coming on to heal and to minister and to deliver. Hallelujah. And to make whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I loose the second touch in this place. I lose the second touch on every marriage. I lose the second touch on every young person. I lose the second touch on every elder. I lose the second touch on every young adult. I use the second touch on every marriage. I lose the second touch of favor on your life. I lose the second touch on your kids. I lose the second touch on your wife, on your husband. Lift up your voice right now. Oh, la mosa, ta la la la, ba ya 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 ya.